All right, it's Friday, and in cooperation with and courtesy of our friends at The Week magazine, let's see who had a good week and who didn't have a good week. So digging deep into the fine print of the news, Long Island motorist Kathleen Fasanella was caught red-handed trying to pull a fast one. She was driving to work using the Long Island Expressway's HOV lane, okay? But her bad week started when an officer noticed that her passenger was wearing thick sunglasses.
It was a cloudy morning, and that really raised his suspicions a little bit for a closer look. When he came up next to the vehicle, it became apparent to him that, in fact, this was not a real passenger. It was a fully dressed mannequin, complete with a wig, sunglasses, blouse, blue blazer, and a scarf.
Call him a detective, but that's Suffolk County Police Chief Michael Sharkey. Kathleen got a $135 traffic summons for this mannequin in the HOV lane. But her mannequin actually had a worse week, as she is currently on view at the Suffolk County Police Department.
Who knows? That's, maybe the mannequin's enjoying that.
I think maybe.
Yeah, that's who had a bad week. Now for a good week, we turn to Madison, Wisconsin.
A working class hero is something to be.
On Sunday, the Wisconsin State Journal reported the city's highest paid employees. Guess who it was? Not the mayor.
Like some doctor at like the
yeah,
city
exactly.
hospital or something.
It was bus driver John E. Lee. He pulled in nearly $160,000.
Good for him.
About two-thirds of that came from overtime and union benefits, and transit officials say what's driving up those overtime costs is a policy that lets senior drivers get first crack at covering others who are on family medical leave.
All right. Congratulations, John E. Lee. I don't see why that means he has bad week if he's the
No, he's the good week winner.
All right, let's listen to your nominees. I'll shut up.
My name is Daniel, calling from Beaufort, South Carolina. My nominee for who's having a good week is Jenny Sanford, who's been on pretty much every television show for the past week.
Coming up live on The View, Jenny Sanford's revealing why she wrote a book.
She has left her husband, and she's written a
new... Soon to be ex-wife of South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford, Jenny Sanford.
For who's having a bad week, I would say her husband, who's alone in the governor's mansion.
Still my favorite. You could send your nominations like Daniel did any day of the week. Reach us at 8778MYTAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org, and you can see the full Good Week, Bad Week feature in The Week magazine, which is on newsstands and online now. Look for The Takeaway in the magazine.